Well, each is saying that the other has cut education spending the most, and really neither one of them are true. And that's because it's the economy and state revenues that dominate how much money is available and how much money is actually allocated for educational funding.
If per-pupil funding spiked under Crist and the new budget has historic levels of education funding under Scott, could we say that when the money is there, lawmakers put it towards schools?
Yeah, essentially that's right. School funding for K through 12 is funded from three basic sources in Florida. One is state sales taxes, second is lottery monies, and third is this thing called required local effort, which is really property taxes. And what happens is the state requires every school board to impose property taxes. Most people think the school boards do it. Actually, the legislature sets the funding level. This year, $6,937. They fund that across the whole state by collecting sales taxes, lottery, and this required property tax. The state can't impose a property tax, but it makes the school boards do the dirty work. Then the money comes into the state, and then the state divides up the money and sends it back to the school boards. So in a property-rich county like Orange County or Palm Beach or Collier counties, we're actually donors. We generate more in property taxes than we get back from the state, but that allows the state to make sure that poor counties like Levy or Putnam actually have enough money, $6,937 per student, more or less, to fund their education. That's the way it really works.
So I've heard the argument that sometimes sales tax isn't the best way to go because even people who are very poor need to pay for essentials. But in this case, because we have so many tourists here, is that a little bit better idea for us?
It's a much better idea. And the state does exempt food and medical care. So in that way, the state tries to make it a little more fair to poor people. But the reality is about 20% of all the sales tax is paid for by tourists. So we would have a better system if we would do a few things. The most important thing is to tell the truth. Most people just don't understand that property taxes for schools are not really imposed by their local school board. They're determined by the state of Florida. And the state then forces school boards to impose those property taxes in order that the school boards can get some sales tax revenues as part of the funding for schools. So explaining that is the first thing. Second, we'd be better off to reduce the property tax as much as possible and use sales tax because, as we discussed, much of the sales tax is paid for by tourists. Sales tax is a consumption tax. It's not a wealth tax. I mean, there's a variety of economic reasons to move it away from property tax base. And the third thing is to continue to push for greater accountability. Despite the problems with each of those systems, they have made our educational system more accountable, and I think performance has improved with the testing.
What are proposed changes for funding for education in Florida from Crist, Scott, or anybody else?
They're not talking about it. They're too busy lobbing accusations at each other. We haven't heard really nothing yet about what they would plan to do.
Florida has the nation's largest percentage of retirees. Why should people who don't have children in the school system care about education funding?
Well, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it makes the economy better, and when the economy is better, there's more revenue, and then there's more revenue to spend on Medicaid and Medicare and other services to all kinds of people, including our older people. Secondly, if we don't have a reasonable educational system, then we're going to have other civic types of problems. Safety is a big concern for everybody. It is better that students are in school and succeeding than doing other things. So there is a reason for everybody to participate in educational funding. That said, in a state like ours, it is hard to get significant political support for raising educational spending. In a sense, that's appropriate. The state only has so much money to spend, and it has a lot of different needs, including the needs of older people and including the needs of younger people.
I think you might have just alluded to this, but what is the so-called school-to-prison pipeline, and why does it have some people saying that spending on schools will save the state money in the long run?
Because if people succeed economically, they tend not to transgress. And so there is a significant amount of economic and sociodemographic literature that says that as we spend more on education, as we get better educational outcomes, then people have more human capital and they tend then to be responsible citizens rather than to cause problems.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy.